Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho, fresh out the frying pan.
So during the last segment, I was on Twitter, and I saw a tweet from ESPN with a trailer attached to it about Tom Brady. And in the middle of the segment, I sent it to Jim and Tom, and I said, what is this? I can't listen to it, obviously. What the hell is this thing? And so I still haven't been able to hear it, but it's called Man in the Arena, apparently, Tom Brady. And they posted a trailer 12 minutes ago now. It's a minute and 18 seconds. Do we have that ready to play?
Realizing my potential has been what my career has been all about. Things that I've dreamed about have actually come true.
The Patriots have won Super Bowl 36. Unbelievable.
Things have happened in my life as I kind of hoped they would happen. It's been, just a complete evolution. You know, how I just kept kind of fighting and clawing to continue to power forward. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you keep trying to make progress. So when I look at over 20 years, I look how far I've come. But there's not one step that I took where I realized, look how far I've come. But those series of steps that I put together, I go, wow, that's quite a journey.
Man in the Arena, Tom Brady, coming to ESPN in 2021. This will be
this does not start tonight?
This will be much like...
Oh.
Much like The Last Dance, this is apparently going to be 9 parts.
Oh, great.
9 parts.
Nice. Let me ask you this. Does TJ to DJ have the balls to play PSA when Brady takes the field next year in Gillette?
To play what?
PSA.
What's that?
Jay-Z.
Oh.
His song he runs out.
Oh.
According to Deadline, which reports on, Hollywood and TV and stuff, they say the series will be Brady's firsthand account of the most iconic moments of his career, including each of his 9 Super Bowl appearances as the quarterback of the Patriots. This according to Mike Fleming Jr. reporting on it. There will be smaller, seemingly insignificant instances that became pivotal events and paved the path of the future Hall of Famer's journey, which takes a new chapter after his move to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And obviously you just heard what Brady sort of says is a tease, that it's about him looking back on his career. It's being co-produced by ESPN, 199 Productions, which is Brady's new company that he has put together, as well as Gautam Chopra, who we know was the guy behind Tom versus Time, and 199, Tom Brady's company, much like Michael Jordan's company, put together a biographical series, Brady will be doing the same for ESPN next year. Nine parts. That's what you're going to get.
How long do you think they've been working on this?
I don't know. I'm wondering if he had enough time to work on it this offseason. I know that, you know, offseason is for filling up the bucket.
Probably post-Chopra.
It's probably been up for a while, right?
I don't know. Probably once Tom versus Time came out, I think, whoa, look at this. We got something here.
If he's still with the Patriots, do they release this?
Yeah, I think so, because they already did Tom versus Time.
Sure. This is a career documentary, though. This is looking back on my career. But while that's still going on, by
playing.
The way.
That's what is that's the only thing I really find like off-putting about this. You're still playing. What's with the retrospective? What's with the giving yourself a lifetime achievement award?
I don't know. Darrell Revis had a football life and he was still playing.
A football life is an hour long.
And someone else produces it.
Yeah. This is a
you don't do it for yourself.
A nine-part series? Nine-part series that you have a hand in producing while you're still playing. This guy.
I just think it's one more reason to believe that he knew he was gone after this year. It's a clear cutting. It's a benchmark point. If this is the Patriots' career's over, this is my career documentary with the Patriots.
I mean, Tom versus Time was, you know, didn't exactly jive with the Patriot way, you know, of being all about the team. When you're doing a show simply about yourself, this is another show about yourself, but it takes it even a step further, where it's yourself, where you self-examine all of the achievements that you had with the team, right? The Tom versus Time, I get what you're saying, Jim. Tom versus Time is like, here's
a
glimpse into my life.
That's
here's a reality show. This is what I do. This is what my job and my life entail. This is going back over everything I've done as a New England Patriot.
Here's my story.
Here's the question. Do you think there will be anything in there about being a Tampa Bay Buck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're saving episode 10.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is that episode 10 for a later date? My life is a Tampa Bay Buck.
How is this thing going to look? How is the promotion, the rollout going to go for this if he goes 8-8 in Tampa and doesn't look all that good? I mean, this is why you wait. This is why Jordan didn't have a hand in producing his own 10-part docuseries while he was stinking it up with that other team that no one likes to talk about. And it's a fair number of people who just assume that he stopped playing basketball altogether after they won the NBA championship in 1998. This is why you don't do this. And this is certainly why you don't start rolling it out now, why your career is at a major moving point and you're going off and trying to prove some form of continued greatness before you've taken snap number one in a game with another team. I mean,
or it could go the other way, Hardy. He could win the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Bucks, and it makes it even better.
Uh-huh.
And he could, right? I mean,
rolling
just being fair.
He could.
Rolling the dice. Yeah.
Or you could, you know, rolling the dice, or you could just not do a nine-part docuseries about yourself.
Now, say he does go down. say he plays well. Say he plays well this year, and they go to the playoffs and all that. Then it's like, hey, it was my way. It was my way.
So are you upset this is on ESPN? How much time did you spend ripping ESPN on behalf of Tom Brady?
Point, Jim.
It's Chris Mortensen narrating it.
I'm asking you, do you have a problem this being on ESPN?
Yeah, I got a little problem with it. I can't stand ESPN.
Is this like shove it in your face week by Tom Brady?
Brady's something else, man. This month he's made friends with Goodell, and he's playing grab ass with Goodell on the COVID challenges, and now he's in business with ESPN. Thanks for the support, New England. That's okay. I'm good with both of those people now.
Oh, and I'm going to practice with my teammates in the offseason now, too.
Easy, Jim. Five guys he threw to.
Next week, he's going to come out.
Now he's running OTAs.
Next week, he's going to come out and admit that he did deflate the footballs.
Yeah.
That's going to be next week's drop. Oh, and by the way, yeah, they were all right about it, too. Yeah, yeah, don't worry about it. It was no big deal. They overreacted, but I did it.
I was playing catch with my kid outside last night, the Under Armour football. It's a 495, so it's the bigger, more legal regulation that he's going to use next year. So I pumped it up, and I took it out. We're playing catch. He goes, hey, hang on, Daddy. Runs inside. He gets the little bike pump, takes the needle off. I go, what are you doing? He goes, letting the air out a little bit. I like the way it feels. So how do you like the way the ball feels, guys?
Next thing you know,
I wonder if that'll be covered in the 9-part docuseries. Yeah. How he was giving all the goodies over to the guys who were letting the air out of the footballs for him.
Yeah. Next week there's going to be a Zoom call moderated by Jim Gray, where Ted Wells and Tom Brady hash out their differences.
Show me. Let me know what you know. What I'm not going to watch this thing, but let me know what episode they chronicle him destroying his phone. So he doesn't have to hand it over to the NFL. I'd like to watch that. This guy, you know, this guy, he's unbelievable. Greatest quarterback of all time. 6 Super Bowl rings. He's got more in store post-playing career. He started his own production company. Oh, my God. He's
making movies about himself.
What's he going to do? Well, his first project, it is a sports documentary. Yeah. Oh, okay. What's it about? Himself.
You've never demolitioned a phone.
Let me think. Nope.
Or a computer.
Yeah, but not because I was being forced to hand it over to authorities in the course of an investigation. Wait a second. You think Tom Brady destroyed his phone just because he got a new phone?
I think he has 6 phones.
Why would you have 6 phones?
Why are you defending him now in the Deflategate thing? You have said you are on the record as saying you thought they were doing it, and thought they were doing it under his direction.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to.
Nobody cared.
I don't care either.
There were no rules.
But yeah, now that he's his own production. Well, instead of running for senator, the first thing he's going to do before he becomes president of the world is he's going to start a production company because the man knows all and sees all. Oh, really? What's he going to produce? A documentary about himself. Get out of here. Stop it.
That's all they're going to make is Tom Brady movies.
The guy won't let you like him. He just won't. I want to like him so bad. He won't let me.
Oh, all of a sudden this makes you not like him.
He's been so likable up till now. It's enough. How many times can I say this? It's enough to be the greatest quarterback of all time. It's enough to win 6 Super Bowls for the team that you're rooting for. It's incredible. I love it. Except when he starts doing stuff like this. He starts pushing his Corona cure. Or now he's doing producing a 9-part documentary about himself while he's still playing.
Corona cure.
What's that?
It didn't say Corona cure.
No, it just said in these uncertain times, when you want to boost your immunity against viruses, take this. So you didn't come out and say Corona. You're right. A thousand apologies.
Right.
He didn't want to go the whole seatbelt for your brain route again.
Between
that and Alex not wanting to get into it with the Federal Trade Commission on saying Supreme Greens cures cancer, you know, he had to ease it back a little bit. Hey, Hardy and Zoe and Jim and T-Bone, have you guys heard about these marble races?
No.
I have seen videos. That's it.
They're fast. You have to watch till the end. You can't stop watching.
Okay. I want to get to this. Exactly, Zoe. That was the spot I was in last night. I want to get to this today. So why don't we plan on doing that coming up? And, of course, your calls on Brady, too. Don't go anywhere.
Miss something?
You got to wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Go, but duct tape hesitates a little bit. And just like that, Big Pearl has recovered into second. Is she going to have a go up front? Deep Ocean can now see her back behind. I don't know if he expected to see her of all marbles after the race that she's had. Trying to stay off the walls, you see him twitching back and forth just to stay in the middle. Difficult conditions at these speeds with as narrow as it is. Both of them bumping up against the walls. Big Pearl, I think, trying to catch the draft, but she's too far back. Wisp of Darkness holding on to third, but Deep Ocean will cross the line. Big Pearl will get second for sure. She will move on. Rastafarian captures third.
So I've just been sort of figuring out the marble race thing. I'm late to the party on this. about the marble races, which has been a huge hit during the pandemic.
Can we slow down a little bit? I've seen a couple of videos.
Too depressed being so late to it.
I don't know about the huge hit thing. Is this something that you believe, Beetle, or is this something that you believe because CJ told you it's been a huge hit?
No, I actually didn't get this from him at all. I actually saw it on a story on it last night on TV and asked Jim if he had heard about it. And he goes, oh, my God, they're amazing. And that was one person. And when I saw this story, I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I was like, there's no way this is a thing. And Jim, I actually threw that story in our live reads thread. If you want to play the minute or so that I just pulled, the story that I saw, it was featured on Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. He covered it because he is now the presenting sponsor of the marble races. And I'm like, this is just another funny thing that John Oliver is doing. And then I was sitting there watching it, and my wife says to me, oh, yeah, your dad's been watching those. And I'm like, what?
Another wacko.
I'm like, the guy, what? I mean, he's been going on YouTube and watching marble races? She goes, oh, yeah, you haven't heard about this yet? I'm like, no, I haven't heard about this yet. What do you mean I haven't heard? This is a thing? This is something that is going on to sort of fill the sports void? Apparently it is. You've watched them, Jim.
Yeah, a couple of them. I haven't like gotten into it or anything. I've seen it on Twitter a few times.
Oh yeah, your dad has set up a separate Facebook page just for doing commentary and talking about all of his favorite marble racers. You know, guys who are favorites to win this weekend, some of the best races, ranking the best marbles, all of it. He's really into it.
Beetle, this filled the void on that. We know there was a stretch when nothing was going on and you couldn't gamble
on
anything.
Hold on. Wait a second. Since you guys think I'm completely full of crap here. The guy who does the marble races, right?
Yeah.
Has over 1 million subscribers, and last month, 73 million people watched his videos.
How many people watch the Tiger Lady down in Florida? I don't know one person who has ever watched a marble race or commented on it.
I've never seen one.
It comes at, right, and you're constantly online. You're constantly looking at stuff, and this is the first time you're seeing it.
I'm in, man. I want to know more about it. Here's the report that I saw.
If you've been on Twitter lately, you may have seen this viral video.
Marbles in the blocks, and they're off.
It's a neck and neck and neck race up there at the front. Oh, and actually, Comet hits the divider. The attenuator slows him down, and he falls back into third place, now into the clutches of Deep Ocean. So it's Reflector out front, and now Tarantula takes the lead.
Let me introduce you to Yella's Marble Runs. They're based in the Netherlands, and they are a competitive marble racing league that is, to put it mildly, absolutely fantastic. They upload races to this YouTube channel on a regular basis, and nobody to whom we have shown this, including non-sports fans, has not ended up wanting to watch more. There are entire racetracks with marbles as fans, plus a marble tournament with 16 different events featuring relays, watercourses, and obstacles. And there are also backstories for the marbles involved and some truly passionate fans.
20,000 people from around the world tuned in live to watch last week's race, and Yella's Marble Runs YouTube channel has millions of views.
There are big fan bases built up, not just for the teams, but for the individual marbles. And when one isn't performing very well in the season, you're going to hear about it on there, and they will
stop.
Let that
I can't.
Know.
Can we stop?
What are you going to get pissed at?
Can
the
we stop?
Can
we stop?
We should have watch parties.
It's all stop it.
He's not saying it seriously. He's saying it in jest. Like, it's a big goof, but it's funny that people have gotten into watching the marble races. Now I'm in. I got to watch a race. I got to go look
at one.
How about go check it out.
How about the 98.5, the Sports Hub Facebook team, the people that love the film, our video people, follow me around with bowling balls, and I can roll them down driveways into garage doors, and you will be more entertained by that. The marble races.
I would watch bowling balls rolling down driveways that slope toward the garage door. Absolutely. Big bang when it hits.
And watch the lady run out.
Yeah. That I would watch. I watched one of these marble races.
Then we could put Beetle on the other side of the house with a big hand, a tic tac horn, and we could go tic tac, and he could throw it up on a roof, and it all falls in their gutters.
There is something that is what's the Twitter account that does stuff that oddly satisfying? There's probably 20 of them that just have like
I don't know.
videos of things like, you know, like a machine that makes candy, you know, and it's just over and over again, and it's kind of
hypnotic.
You ever
watch the ones where the machines that has the press where it just like
obliterates
whatever's in there?
Did a Super Bowl?
Like,
no, now that I would watch before I'd watch marble races.
You have not watched those ones?
No.
They put a tennis ball in there, and you see how a tennis ball explodes.
No, does it have a Twitter account? What is it?
I think it's on YouTube. I'll find it for you.
It's YouTube and Facebook, Artie, and there's this other one. Now, it's a spinoff of Jackass. So there's this guy that messes with his grandmother all the time. So he would, like, make this pie, and he'd be like, Grandma, you come here. You got to fill this pie. Look at this thing. Take a smell of this. And he grabs and stuffs it in her face. She starts effing him out, cussing him out. And then he goes to pick her up at church. She comes out. He takes a whole gallon of water, spills it on the seat in front of her before she sits down. Then she sits in it. She goes crazy. Those are the best ones.
Hardy, the account on YouTube is called Crush It.
All right. Now,
yeah.
I haven't seen any of it yet, but I'm guessing this is going to be 10 times more compelling than the marble race. Once you've watched a marble race.
I haven't seen this one.
I don't.
Now I'm distracted. Crushing 21 batteries with a hydraulic press. I want to see this
Hardy, the marble race is for gamblers, though. If you had $20 on a marble, it would make the race more interesting, right?
No. Because
it wouldn't? If you had $20 riding on a marble?
Hardy, do you know
I'm not saying you would actually bet it. I'm just saying that's why people are doing it.
People are doing what?
People are
voting on or betting on live marble racing?
Yes.
Well, this was my question to Jim earlier. I said, can you gamble on this? Are people placing wagers on this?
I don't know if you can officially, like, on a website do it or any of the actual official apps, but I think people were doing this during that period of time where nothing was going on.
Like, you could do it with your friends. I could call you and say, hey, they just posted their new video. Who you taking?
Yeah, and they would have them live on Twitter, too. They would have them, like, on, you know, or Instagram Live. They'd have all these live broadcasts of these marble races.
Look at this story from New York Magazine on March 20th. Why marble racing is so popular online. I mean, there's been a lot of coverage of this that I just missed, Hardy. I've just missed it. I feel like I'm late to this story. You're right.
You may be late to it, but you haven't missed anything. That's all.
John is in New Hampshire on the marble races. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, listen, I've seen the marble racing before, and I've seen it where they actually have the track set up with Legos, and like they have fans, and they're all Lego people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I've also seen chess and boxing. I don't know if you guys seen that yet.
That sounds fun.
Haven't watched. I haven't watched any chess matches, but
do the Lego people move around? Like, do they get excited?
He's not there anymore.
Hello, hello,
George in the car.
Hey,
hi, George.
Caller. It was
what?
It was chess matches where in between they get up and box each other.
Oh, that's what he was. That's awesome. Wait a minute. That changes the whole dynamic. Chess by itself? Maybe. No. That's a long shot. Boxing? I'll watch boxing, no problem.
I'd rather watch Rock'em Sock'em Robux and bet on those. I would rather bet on those.
Than two chess players who then also box? You're not intrigued by that?
Right. No, I am.
Like, you make a move, I make a move, then we go fight for a minute?
Yes!
Yeah.
How awesome is that? Oh, that is thinking outside the box.
Well, how do you win, either checkmate or knockout?
Like, no, checkmate. Well, no, I still will win because we now have to get up and I have a chance to knock you out.
Yeah. So he's got me backed into a corner. I really have to come out swinging this time.
George is in the car. What's up, George?
Hey, so talking about the betting on marble races, I got to say, they got some March Madness videos, and you can go through and you can watch 64 marbles, and you bet on each one with your friends on, like, a Skype or a Zoom. You get, like, three or four rounds deep. Everyone's got a couple marbles they love. And it's, like, it's a pretty solid 45 minutes. It's one of the better nights I've had since this whole social distancing thing.
Brilliant! What, so? No, you're mad? You don't want to talk about this?
No, what?
What? What is it?
No, nothing. I'm laughing at it.
All right, we'll go to headlines.
What are you talking about?
We'll have headlines. Today's takeaways are coming up at 150.
Boston, we're all in this together.
So while you hunker down at home, we're here on with all the sports talk you want, the latest info you need, and a place to talk about
it. All right.
Listen on air, online at 98.5thesportshub.com, on your smart speaker or the Sports Hub app.
Six 617-779-0985. Today's takeaway is coming up at 150. Casey is in Maine today. Hi, Casey.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
I heard of this marble racing podcast. I think you guys might actually know the host. What he does is he's going to give away up to $1,200 based on how many followers he gets on the podcast for every marble he doesn't get correctly.
Yeah, okay.
Why does he just go on Cameo? Uh-huh.
Okay, and are there any other stipulations?
I think it's an average between his Facebook, Instagram, and the temperature of the water off the Portland, Maine coast that day. It's kind of out there, but you guys should check it out.
Is there a cap? Is he capping the dollar amount that he'll give away?
I think it's at $1,200.
Okay, yeah. So $1,200.
Is it the marble race stimulus plan?
Oh God!
Good stuff, Casey. That is.
I get
that
26
is,
followers.
There it is.
Yeah. On both accounts. Then I will give out $26.
Awesome call, Casey. Thank you for paying attention so closely to this show to be able to pull that call off.
That's terrific.
That is awesome.
You know, oddly, I have not heard from our former intern, Chris Lydon, ever since the debut of the podcast and the big giveaway and the prediction about the Patriots draft. I should check in on him.
So if you guys can see, this is a sliding scale.
Yeah,
it's a sliding scale, guys. As you can see, obviously, it's so easy to understand. Even a 5-year old could get it.
Yep.
Kevin's in Attleboro on Tom Brady. Hi, Kevin. All right, I guess Kevin is not
hi,
there.
Hi, Kevin.
So if I have 11 followers after this, I'm going to be giving out $25 to one follower.
Jason in the car on Tom Brady's documentary, a 9-part series on ESPN. Hi, Jason.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Start my take with two quick questions. Did you guys like the Jordan documentary? I loved it. Number two, what was your favorite part about it, about watching it?
Good question. Did you have something else, or are you good?
Well, no, I got a take. So, sorry. You don't have to answer
Give us that, and we'll do it all.
What was your favorite part?
Yeah. My favorite part was the nostalgia, and maybe I'm dating myself. I'm 39. But looking back on that stuff that either I forgot, didn't remember, this Tom Brady thing, I mean, I remember all of it. So maybe for a 20-year-old, 15-year-old watching this would be great. But what about Clements? What about Clemens? What about Bonds? What about Gretzky? We never heard anything about Gretzky. I'd love to watch something like that where you get a real fresh take and some good nostalgia to watch something that, you haven't been hearing about every day for the last 20 years.
And I said it all along. I said the part for me is maybe we appreciated it too much because we were in it, we were living it, and you sort of recognize it. But then you go back and you look on it, and the style the game was played with, the physicality, just guys coming down the lane, and you're able to just put your elbow up, the Detroit Bad Boys, the 30 for 30, that stuff. The competition with Magic, with Bird. The fact Michael saying, well, this guy should eat, he can't eat, he didn't play well enough. The Jordan just done. He was so big and above everybody else. That's what I appreciated.
My favorite part was probably the final three episodes where it just focused and for the same reasons.
Yeah.
As the caller stated, just looking back at what were some great games and great series. Those Utah series were really good. I'm not even sure they got the full.
Well, how about the final 43 seconds of that last one?
Yeah, I'm not sure they were fully appreciated in the documentary. I mean, I think they did give it a lot of time. But I really liked the ending. I thought it finished strong because I always just sort of preferred that the on-court and on-field stuff speak louder than whatever you are off the field. So that, to me, was really good stuff at the end of the documentary. I thought the whole thing was really good. I mean, we said before it happened, we said 10 hours, at least I did. I'm like, 10 hours? That's going to get boring quick. We're going to do 10 hours on this, and that was not the case. I was wrong about that. It did not. It never dragged. It hit maybe a couple of brief lulls, but it never really dragged. I thought that it was 10 hours, and it didn't feel like 10 hours. And that's probably the biggest compliment you can say about that. That you're willing to watch it for 10 hours about one team.
I never liked Phil Jackson, but coming through this, you understand Phil Jackson was so critical for their development, for him keeping everybody. Sorry, I got the hiccups. I drank all my water. Phil Jackson holding that whole thing together and having the ego and dealing with all those different egos in the room. And Steve Kerr, another guy, and I don't think I began to dislike Steve Kerr since he took over for Golden State, because he seems like a smarmy guy just standing there, cocky. Steve Kerr, I came across from this thing watching this liking Steve Kerr. So it's another thing I took out of it.
That was the one guy that maybe got a true family backstory into the documentary that was not Jordan. With Steve Kerr, and I thought that was pretty interesting. I didn't know all that stuff about Steve Kerr's dad and his family.
Yeah.
I thought that was, you know, unexpected, and it was good. Josh is in Cranston. Hi, Josh.
Hi. So me and a few buddies start putting some marble races together. We bet like $40 a week on it. I made like almost $100 since quarantine started.
You made $100 gambling on marble racing?
Yes, that's right.
What do you put the marbles on? What's this track?
It's kind of like the
Hot Wheels?
Hot Wheels track.
All right, Josh, how old are you? Don't lie. What's your age?
I'm 15.
All right, $100 at 15 is pretty good.
That's good.
What you need to do, Josh, is start to go around the neighborhood more, find more 10 and 9-year-olds, and tell them to bring $5, $10. You'll be able to take their money better.
Now, yeah. I'm sorry, I missed the beginning, Josh. Are you hosting the marble races yourself?
Me and my older brother kind of started it together.
Yeah, that's where the real money is. I mean, if you're just trying to play the gambling game,
right?
You're up, down, whatever, but be the boxing promoter. Don't just be the guy betting on the boxing match. Bob Arum, and that's what you're doing here. Own the racetrack. You want to make money in a casino? Own one. So you're doing it the right way. You control the event. Good.
Yeah. George, do you have one of those protractor George, do you have one of those protractor measuring
Josh?
Yeah. Josh.
Sorry, and he's
Josh.
Not there anymore. He's not there. So
if he had one of those protractor measuring devices, he could measure his marble to the point where it's a fraction bigger than all the other marbles, mark it, and then have them pick any marble they want, as long as he knows his is bigger, because faster marble wins. He'd win every race. Think about it.
Yeah, no, yeah. By all means. Him and his older brother running the races. That's good work.
I love it.
I appreciate that entrepreneurial spirit that he has. It's great. Today's takeaways.
Just real quickly, Zoe, how many times over the last 2 months or so have one of your kids come up to you and say, I want something, or how can I make money to get something? Is that a conversation you've been having in your house?
Once.
Oh.
The littlest.
Yeah, well, it's...
We play a game of catch outside, and then you get an award at the end of the night if you drop the most balls. There's three of us that play catch. It's an award that has a wooden base with several prongs, and there's something you put on top of it that looks like a pickle, which is a pickle, and you win that award if you're the loser.
Gotcha. Okay.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. They will virtually coach you up so that you sit there right there at home, drop the weight by summer, all through summer. They will give you free support for life. They have six local locations. Check out all the details at awaken180weightloss.com. We got anything today?
Nope.
No, nothing.
We're just going to have a chin wag here for the last 6 minutes.
Nice.
Yep. Nope. We don't have anything.
Good.
Let's start with this.
All right, guys. See ya. Job, guys.
Let's start with Ken and Lowell.
I almost got up.
Okay, good.
Serious?
Yeah, well, I have to say that, you know, the alcohol helped a little bit. But I don't recommend that. Don't be drinking bleach. All right?
Yeah, well.
But I think
sound
like,
advice.
I got so much alcohol in my system that there's no bacteria that can survive in my blood.
Have you gone to a doctor? Are you still in the shedding process that you know of, Ken? Have you tested negative now? No. What's your status?
I don't know, Hottie. I really don't. I tested positive twice, and it's been way more than 14 days. So, and I'm still here. And now I'm just concerned about my mental health. That's all.
Well, how is your mental health?
What's the matter with your mental health?
I don't know. But I got ancillary issues going on.
Ancillary issues. It sounded like you said.
Yeah.
Like grape juice.
I think you meant to say ancillary. But it came out as whatever that was.
Ken, if you're still listening, by the way, I did. Somebody, Gail, sent me some good information for you. So just get in touch.
About the check?
Yeah, about, seriously, yeah. I mean, because, you know, it's no joke, a lot of people out of work, and there's pandemic unemployment assistance. And, you know, if he's really there, I don't know. Ken likes to have, Ken is a, you know, a worldly guy. He's literally been all over the world and done a lot of stuff, and he's very capable of taking care of himself, and he likes to joke with us. But if he was in any way being serious, I do. I want to reach back out, and we got some info for him. But I don't know. You never know with Ken.
Yeah.
He could be pulling our chain.
I don't know.
There was that, and there was also a story about Disney today from Zoe.
Problem with the Polynesian, they didn't have one of those gift shops there. Like, okay, hey, you wake up early in the morning, you want to go play on the beach with your dad, play catch. So my dad and I had to go up to a orange juice machine in the hallway. And Hardy, you might remember this. Beetle won't because it predates him. The Tropicana orange juice was served in a actual round plastic cup with a cap on top.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And it was orange juice. You had to poke a straw on the top, and it would come down. So my foil. Dad and I would drink it. And then we would fill the middle of it with sand, take it out on the beach, and that would be our ball we would play catch with.
It's awesome.
Ken is in Lowell with an update on his health. Ken, how are you, sir?
And again, you used that because you didn't have a ball or any access to a ball. Is that why you used the orange juice cup full of sand?
Dad forgot to bring the ball.
Oh.
So we make do with what we can do.
Right. But, I mean, if you're in a hotel.
It's round plastic. It looked like an orange or plastic orange.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
A cap on it. So you fill it with sand, put the cap on it, and we fired each other.
Yeah, that's totally acceptable. I was thinking more. It was more of a cup. So it would have a kind of like a spiral effect. You could throw it like a football. But this was the spherical orange. Now I know
it's a plastic orange.
I was thinking of something differently than you were.
A can of the juice machine. Yes. You put the $3 and it comes down. And it's a round orange cup.
Yeah, right. How many times have you been on vacation? And you end up somewhere where there's a pool or a beach or something, and you didn't pack enough toys, and you ended up buying one of the like water toys
every time,
like for $15
every time.
In the hotel gift shop.
Every
you know,
time.
The,
we'll get there. My kid forgets his freaking he forgets his effing goggles, and we got to go. And instead of buying the $5 goggles, no, I got to buy the $35 freaking dollar goggles at the gift shop. And oh, he wants the what's that thing you put in your mouth and you breathe through it?
Snorkel,
because he snorkels so often. You know, so he needs that for another $20. Weirdo. That pisses me off.
It pisses me off when I forget about it. I've got like a bin in the garage with, you know, like throwing toys, you know, like all the different balls and stuff. And you're going to vacation. The last thing you think to do is to go out into the garage and dig through one of the toy boxes to throw a couple of those things in your suitcase. And then it's happened at least two or three times. Yeah, we get somewhere. I'm like, oh, I wish I had gone out to the garage and gotten that little water ball, you know, the one that, you know, it kind of soaks up, but you can squeeze out and you can skim it or you can toss it. Because
go to Eastern Florida, Lauderdale, Palm Beach, you go up to Daytona, all up and down that coast, there's these places called Wings, and they're right on the corner on the beach.
Oh yeah.
And they get the cheapest stuff, chairs, towels, you name it.
Well, they had them when we were down in Miami Beach. There was a Wings on every single corner.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like $5 bathing suits. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well,
I just tweeted you guys a picture of, I think, exactly what Zoe's ball looked
like. Oh, my God. That's going to bring back memories, Zoe. Take a look at that picture that Beetle just tweeted out. Yeah. Zoe, were you ever subjected to the, I believe they were actual tin, the tin cans?
That's it, Beetle.
That's it.
But the tin cans of Bluebird juice, I think it was Bluebird orange juice.
Yeah.
And the thing tasted like tin can.
Metallic. It tastes like metal.
Whatever juice was in there, forget it. It just tastes like hard metal.
Anytime you buy orange juice on a counter that requires zero chilling, never buy that orange juice. Just saying.
It's good advice.
That's nostalgia right there. That was good. Good,
nice good job, guys, tomorrow. That.
Good pull on that, too, Zoe. That, oh, my God, that orange juice.
Felger Maz coming your way next. Yeah. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.